Summer may more or less have been cancelled, but with a little imagination, you can create your own memories without leaving home. And you might be surprised.
The Country Show. This is the big one. Plan for an all-dayer at the very least. You need to dress properly. Kids wear whatever. Heavy tweed and cords for the gentlemen, a dress and a fascinator for the ladies. Sink-in-the-mud high heels optional, for the ladies anyway. Pile everyone and the dog into the car and sit on the driveway, ideally windows wound up. Every 15 minutes, move forward 1 foot. After an hour, you're there. Everyone out. To get the full experience, you'll need to have done a bit of preparation. For instance, someone will have to be on gate duty, ready to take your 40 quid, hand it over, grumbling. Move through your garden at a meander, admiring the livestock. A rabbit or a guinea pig will suffice. At a pinch, stuffed toys can be made to work. And pause at the shed to admire the agricultural machinery display of your lawnmower and that weed puller outer thingy you bought 3 years ago. Lunchtime. A family member will sell you an artisan burger for £13 and a glass full of ice with a dribble of gin in it for £7. If it's a nice day, get the lawn sprinkler on for the sunshine and showers effect. Move on to the grand ring of deck chairs and watch some imaginary horses or motorcycles doing things that look appallingly dangerous. Next, shopping time. Package up some cheap supermarket fudge and sell it to the kids at a 300% markup. It's a seller's market. Home time. Back in the car and reverse the arrival process with added bickering. A lovely day has been had by all. On the beach. We're more or less barred from the golden strands of the Norfolk coast just now. Time to think laterally. A friendly builder's merchant will bring a socially distanced ton of sand to you for a few quid. For the wayborn experience, get gravel and pile it up as steeply as it'll go. Spread it out in the back garden and voila, a beach. If you're feeling flush, get two bags and freestyle some dunes. And for authenticity, scatter some empty crisp packets and drink cans around. If there are enough of you, split into two groups. The first should find a spot and get settled with towels, chairs, windbreaks and cool boxes. The second group should then come onto the beach, survey the scene and set up camp 2 feet from the others, preferably with a blaring tinny radio. Enjoy a picnic of gritty sandwiches and weak squash. If you've enough bodies, designate someone to go indoors and sell you some supermarket ice creams through the kitchen window. Using wind chimes to impersonate Mr. Whippy's van adds to the experience. Group one then packs up early to avoid the rush home, followed 30 seconds later by group two. The Arts Trail. This has been a growth area for the arts world. Bits of art dotted around the countryside or townscape and a map to take you to them. Lots of opportunity here. You can take it in turns to set the artistic agenda. For the local trail, how about taking some treasured family artifacts and concealing them in the garden? Write a witty gallery label like Novelty Teapot, 1998, ceramic, possibly late Woolworths. The sculptor was clearly seeking to pay homage to Michelangelo's David, an effect somewhat diminished by the broken spout. This could also be the chance to put some of Aunt Daisy's ghastly Christmas gifts on permanent loan to the shed. So there you have it, 3 ideas to inspire. But whatever you do, remember that this won't last forever.